everybody, and welcome to Perspective Season 2,
a podcast about the many facets of reality.
We are Magdalena
and Beatrice,
and today you're going to listen to Side A of the Colors themed episodes. January is a very silent shade of silver, hiding itself in the shadows because they're not aware how much they can shine. One is normally gray, a little shy, a little curious, a little here, a little there, not really knowing where to belong or what to say, but knowing very well they want to begin. February is a pale, crystallized pink, frail, and heart-stopping like a cheek blushing or a flower blooming out of season. Two is a full red, but becomes orange when next to someone else, as if to make themselves more agreeable, less dark, less imperial. Monday is a pale yellow, as if it were smiling to you, but not too eagerly so you won't be scared. March is all the pastel colors, not yet there really, but there nevertheless, and there all together, at least it seems, speaking softly, at least it seems. Three is green, like the meadows where wild horses run and sleep under the stars. The open, warm green grass becomes when it cannot have enough of the sun. Tuesday is a good, wrinkly orange rolling down and bouncing around, never surrendering to anything. April is a bouquet of tulips of all the colors in the world, bright and naive and deaf to anything but their own beauty. Four is a bright fuchsia when alone, but tends to become more somber, more serious when close to someone else, as if wanting to be more perfect implied being more discreet. Wednesday is green, like finding something you thought you'd lost, like something small and secret. May is a sentimental shade of pink, like the silk skirt Peter Pan's mother wore, like the words of a song that you can only listen to in daylight. Five is yellow, like the golden hair of sunrise, like the blindness of day. Thursday is the twilight's blue, there in the middle, cloudy and deep, pensive like a storm waiting either for a lightning bolt to burst in rain or for a gush of wind to carry it away. June is the color of bees, of wheat fields, of fireflies, of bicycles, of kites, of silence. Six is a dark, blood red, almost purple, and it never changes next to anybody else. It looks at you straight in the eyes and will never compromise. Friday is as pink as the cherry trees in spring, fresh and sweet like a day of love. July is the color of impetuous, lush summer rains, the color of life when it is at the fullest, when happiness verges into despair. Seven is the color of the earth, of skin, of the easiest, most human things. Saturday is another worldly gray, light and away, away, away. September is the color of being for just 1 second, aware of time. September is the color of human vulnerability. Eight is the color of the sky, forever lighter than the lightest blues. Sunday is the demure, homely red, something like an old cloth remembering tenderly all the stains it dried away. October is an old love light. Nine is lilac, like the cloud that has hung over your head all day. November is the color of abandonment, of letting forever, finally, go. Zero is as colorless as glass. They don't really belong to this world, and just remark in passing that maybe they could stay a while too. December is the color of questions, of the future, of what we hope for and fear. And today, what color is today? You just listened to Side A of the colors-themed episodes
on Perspective Podcast.
Our theme music and the background music of this episode are by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
To contact us, write us an email at ourperspective.podcast@gmail.com
or find us on Facebook/ourperspective.podcast.
Or you can follow us on Tumblr, where you can read the transcript of the episode. It's perspectivepodcast.tumblr.com.
Thank you so much for listening.
Tune in next week for Side B of the Colors-themed episodes.